this bulletin, federal and state leaders to meet over working with children's checks as the Prime Minister calls the laws hopeless. A United States ambassador criticises Australia's recognition of a Palestinian state. And in tennis, Leighton Hewitt names a captain for Australia's side in the Davis Cup. With the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling current working with children check laws hopeless as federal, state and territory attorneys general prepare to meet in Sydney today to discuss a long overdue national scheme. The push follows reports of abuse in childcare centres, including a Victorian case where a worker kept his clearance despite grooming allegations. The reform was recommended by the 2017 Royal Commission final report, but has stalled. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has welcomed the move.
I welcome the announcements today by the federal government that they're finally going to move on introducing a national working with children's check regime. This is long overdue. It is welcome. It is long overdue because we know that we have, with the workforce that moves between jurisdictions, we need to be able to track not just that movement, but track any issues that the systems, in strengthening the systems, not just at a state level, but at a national level as well, and have that national coordination.
The United States ambassador to Israel has hit out at Australia's decision to recognise Palestinian statehood, saying the Trump administration is disappointed by the decision. Mike Huckabee told ABC's 7:30 program there is an enormous level of disappointment and some disgust among US politicians, condemning Australia for not telling the US it would make the announcement. This morning, however, federal MP Mark Butler told Channel 7 the US had been briefed.
There was a discussion between our Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Secretary of State Rubio before the announcement of our decision. There's a readout from the State Department about that conversation. It wasn't just about the situation in Israel and Gaza.
Australia's decision follows similar moves by Canada, France and the UK. The New South Wales government is launching a $1 million plan to tackle anti-Muslim hate, including a victim support hotline, case management system and police training to respond to Islamophobic incidents. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says anecdotal evidence suggested Islamophobia is underreported. He stressed that naked racism and Islamophobia have no place in the state or country. The scheme, which is run by the Australian National Imams Council, will also provide support services for affected individuals and raise community awareness. That announcement follows a major pro-Palestinian march across the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which police estimated drew 90,000 people, though organisers claimed it was 300,000. US President Donald Trump is rejecting claims that hosting Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Alaska today amounts to a win for Moscow. Mr. Trump is scheduled to meet Mr. Putin in Anchorage within hours, but says the follow-up talks with the Russian president and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will be more important.
We have a meeting with President Putin tomorrow. I think it's going to be a good meeting, but the more important meeting will be the second meeting that we're having. We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself, and maybe we'll bring some of the European leaders along, maybe not. I don't know that it's going to be very important. We're going to see what happens.
The US president says he believes Vladimir Putin is prepared to strike a deal. Israel's far-right finance minister has announced work will begin on a long-delayed settlement in the West Bank that would cut the territory off from East Jerusalem, a move his office says will bury the idea of a Palestinian state. Bezalel Smotrich claims Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and United States President Donald Trump had agreed to revive the so-called E1 project, though neither has confirmed this. Mr. Smotrich says the plan is a direct response to international moves toward recognising Palestinian statehood.
On this important day, I call from here on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The time has come to fully apply Israeli sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, to forever remove from the table the idea of dividing the land, and to make sure that by September, Europe's hypocrite leaders will simply have nothing to recognize.
The Palestinian Authority, allied governments and campaigners have condemned the decision as illegal and destructive to any peace plan, warning it fragments territory that is needed for a future state. To sport now, and in the tennis, Jordan Thompson will lead Australia's bid to reach another Davis Cup finals week. He's been named captain for Leighton Hewitt's squad for the qualifying tie against Belgium in Sydney. The 31-year-old returns from an injury-hit season to join Alex de Minaur, Alexei Popperin and potentially give Australia two top 20 players in the singles matches. The two-day tie at Ken Rosewell Arena on the 13th and 14th of September will determine whether Australia has a place among the eight teams for November's finals in Bologna. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Camille Bianchi.